So this is the 80th birthday values exercise. And so we'll just start by taking a few deep breaths. Really inhaling deeply and breathing out. And letting the eyes close gently. Just allowing a releasing and a relaxing and a letting go. And now calling to mind, just seeing in your mind's eye, a possible 80th birthday he might have, so 80. Just kind of making one up right now. Just kind of imagining what setting you might want an 80th birthday in, like an outdoor land or park, maybe a home you live in. Or a restaurant, a private room, just kind of picturing a setting. And then now imagining different people that you would like to have at your 80th birthday. This imagination exercise doesn't need to go along with the laws of physics or reality. People can look as they are today a bit. And you can have anyone there, maybe different family members, friends, neighbors, colleagues. Maybe future children or grandchildren that you don't have yet, or a partner. Just imagining different loved ones. Just seeing their faces around the room or the outdoor space. Now imagine that one of these people starts to walk up to the front of the space and clinks a glass to get everyone's attention. And this person's going to make a short speech about what you meant to them. And so just imagining which person you would first like to speak. There'll be a couple more. But just someone you might feel close to at age 80. Just picking the first person, seeing them walk up to the front of the space. And when this person has everyone's attention, they start to make a short speech about you. Like what you stood for in life, what you meant to them. And just imagine what you'd most love to hear this person say. And so this person's talking about what they admired about you. What you've stood for in life. And then And now that person is winding down. And they go and sit back down. And now a second person of your choice walks up to the front of the space. This person also makes a short speech about you, what you stood for in life, what you meant to them. And just imagine what you'd most love to hear this person say. And so this second person is talking about what they admired about you, or admire about you. And now that second person is going to sit down. And now a third person walks up to the front of the space. And this person talks about what they admire about you. Just giving a short speech about you, and just imagine what you would love to hear this third person say about you. And now imagine that that person is winding down. And the third person goes and sits back down. And now just reflect on what these three people said. And if there's anything that they missed that's really important for you to live, that's part of who you are, that they don't know about or they didn't capture. So just thinking for yourself. Anything else that's really important for you to live and do that they didn't quite capture? And so some of the things that came up in this exercise might be things that you really value living here in this life. Some you might be already living, and others you might not yet, or they might seem pretty hard to do. So sometimes this exercise can make us feel a little bit of pain or yearning or longing for what we would like to be living and we're not quite doing right now. And it's kind of neat, like on the flip side of any pain or yearning or longing really shows us what we love and what our values are. And so just seeing it in that way. And just be a little thankful to yourself that you sat here and just kind of connected with what's important to you and your values. And just take a few minutes when this audio is over. And just type out the main ideas from this exercise so you capture them and you have them. And then now we're at the end of this exercise and we're finished.